All right, let's dive into this Google Gemini thing.
Yeah, Gemini,
Because
I
they're
know.
making some waves.
It has. It's definitely got people talking.
Yeah, and we've got a ton of info here from PMCC.cafe, their microlearning project on this.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot to unpack.
So to start off, just generally, what is this thing?
Well, think of it this way.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so you've got AI now that can do creative stuff,
Right.
but then you've also got AI that's really good at like data,
Right.
crunching numbers and all that.
Okay.
This is kind of both.
Both. Interesting.
Yeah, like a Swiss Army knife for the digital age, so to speak.
So, okay, not just another chatbot then.
No, this is more than that.
What kind of tasks can it actually like do?
Oh, tons of things. Imagine,
Okay.
say you're working on a marketing campaign, right? You could tell Gemini, hey,
Yeah.
brainstorm some themes for me, or look at this sales data,
Yeah.
find the trends, or even if you're writing a blog post like about AI in the workplace, it can help you write that.
So content generation, data analysis, creative solutions, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
How do you even like get to this thing?
So, two ways. Mainly,
You okay?
there's Google Workspace, so like it's built right into
Gotcha.
Docs and Sheets, the stuff you're probably already using.
Right.
But
And
then if you want to get fancier, there's the Google AI Hub,
yeah.
dedicated platform, all
But and
that.
I see here free versus pro. Is the free version good enough to like mess around with it?
Oh yeah, definitely. The free version gives you a good feel for
Okay.
what it can do, but if you're serious, the pro version is where the real power is.
Like, what's the difference?
Well, the pro version has these advanced data analysis tools. You get priority access. It can handle longer tasks, the whole nine yards.
So, okay, I'm interested. I want to try this out.
All right.
Let's step one.
Easy. Whether you're in Workspace or the AI Hub, you basically type in a query, like what you want it to do.
So, like, give it instructions.
Exactly. Like, hey, make me a presentation outline on the future of AI in business with five key
The way
takeaways.
you phrase it, is that important?
Oh, huge. They call it prompt engineering.
Interesting.
The source material really stresses that you got to be clear,
Gotcha.
specific in your prompt so it understands.
So it's like talking to a really smart but really literal coworker.
That's a great way to put it.
So instead of just saying like make a marketing plan,
Right.
I should say make a step-by-step marketing plan for launching this digital product aimed at young professionals.
Exactly. The more context, the better the
And
results.
it's not just that first prompt, right?
No, you can keep refining it with follow-up
So
prompts.
I can like go back and forth with it
Exactly.
until it's good.
You got it.
That's actually really cool.
It's a real game changer, this back and forth. That's what sets Gemini apart.
It's not just a one-shot thing.
Exactly. It's interactive. You shape the output.
Now let's get into some specifics.
Right.
Like, how can this actually be used for different things?
Okay, so picture this.
Yeah.
You're planning a virtual event. You could ask Gemini, give me some themes for this virtual event that'll really engage a diverse audience.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. Saves you a ton of brainstorming time.
Could come up with something I never would have thought of.
Absolutely. Or let's say you're drowning in sales data.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
You tell Gemini, analyze this quarterly data, tell me the top performing regions and why they're doing so well.
Oh, wow, yeah, that would be super useful.
Right. And
And
then,
then for content creators,
oh,
I mean, the
huge.
possibilities.
You could say, draft me a blog post about how AI is changing the workplace.
Okay, so you've convinced me this thing sounds amazing.
It's pretty impressive, right?
But there's got to be a catch.
Well, I mean, every new tech has its limitations.
Yeah.
So, one thing to keep in mind, like any AI, it's only as good as the data it learns from.
Meaning it could be biased or inaccurate.
It's possible, so gotta use your own judgment.
Can't just take everything it says as gospel.
Exactly. Gotta think for yourself.
And plus, this is still early days, right?
Oh, absolutely. Still a lot of room for improvement.
Like AI is constantly
And
changing.
always evolving. What's cutting edge today might be old news tomorrow.
So we got to stay on top of things.
Always be learning.
And what about the ethical stuff?
Yeah, that's a big one.
All these AI tools, I mean, are there downsides we should be thinking about?
Absolutely. We've got to be careful. Like,
Yeah.
as we hand off more tasks to machines,
Right.
what happens to human creativity, jobs, even society as a whole?
That's a big question.
It is. We need to be having these conversations.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about.
It is, but that's the thing with powerful tech.
Right, big potential, big responsibility.
Exactly. So let's talk about how to use this thing, right?
Okay, best practices for Gemini.
Yeah, we talked about prompts.
prompt engineering.
Right. Got to be specific.
So what else should we know?
Well, remember those follow-up prompts?
Oh, yeah, like refining the output.
Exactly. You can ask it to clarify, make it shorter, change the tone, even. Well,
working with someone who's learning.
Yeah, you give feedback, they get better.
And the more you use it, the better you get at giving it feedback.
Exactly. It's a two-way street.
Okay, so prompts are key.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Don't be afraid to experiment.
With different kinds of prompts.
Yeah, get creative, see what it can do.
I mean, this is all pretty new.
It is. We're all still figuring it out.
Like in the source material, they have some practice prompts.
Oh, yeah. Those are helpful.
One of them is create a presentation outline on the future of AI in business with 5 key takeaways.
That's a good one. Gets you thinking big picture.
And then there's draft a motivational speech for a company retreat focused on innovation and teamwork.
That one's interesting. Shows you can use it for all sorts of things.
Not just data and numbers.
No, creativity too.
But those are just examples, right?
Of course, as you get more comfortable, you'll find your own style.
It's like learning a new language.
Yeah. Once you know the basics, you can really express yourself.
Now, speaking of learning.
Yeah.
PMCC Cafe suggests using a Notion template to track your progress with Gemini.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
I mean, it's easy to get lost with all this.
It can be overwhelming.
Having a plan helps.
Absolutely. Like a roadmap.
So you don't miss anything important.
You got it.
Okay. So let's zoom out for a second.
Big picture time.
Yeah. AI tools like Gemini. How do you think they'll change things?
Long term.
Yeah, in the long run.
That's the big question, isn't it?
I mean, we're just scratching the surface.
Barely. It's exciting, but also kind of scary.
How so?
Well, imagine work, learning, even how we interact.
It'll all be different.
Potentially. Think about it.
Okay.
What if AI takes over the boring stuff?
We'd have more time for creative things.
Exactly. More strategic thinking.
Or even what if AI helps us make better decisions?
Yeah. In healthcare, business, everywhere.
That sounds almost too good to be true.
I know, right? But then there's the other side.
The downsides.
What about jobs?
People losing their jobs to AI.
And then the ethics of it all.
It's a lot to consider.
It is. We can't just ignore these issues.
So it sounds like we need to be having more conversations about this.
Definitely. Not just about the tech, but the impact.
Like, how do we prepare for these changes?
As individuals, as a society.
It's like we're at a crossroads.
We have this incredible power.
But how do we use it responsibly?
That's the key question. It's up to us.
To make sure AI serves humanity.
Not the other way around.
It's clear. AI is here to stay.
It's not going anywhere.
So we need to figure out how to live with it.
And shape it. Make sure it's a force for good.
All right. So we've covered a lot about Gemini.
We have, but there's more out there.
In the AI world.
Yeah, the source material mentions something called Copilot.
Oh, yeah, and Microsoft 365.
Right, it's like Microsoft's version of Gemini.
So basically, AI is becoming part of everything we use.
It's getting integrated into all our tools.
Like having a built-in assistant.
We'll wheeze that help.
But we still need to be in control.
Absolutely. It's a tool, not a master.
A powerful car.
You drive it, it doesn't drive you.
Okay, so for someone who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by all this.
I get it. It's a lot.
What advice would you give them?
Just start exploring. Try things out.
Don't be afraid to dive in.
Exactly. It's a learning process.
And it's changing all the time.
Constant evolution.
So keep learning, ask questions.
And talk to others who are doing the same.
We're all figuring this out together.
It's a new frontier.
A digital frontier.
And the pioneers.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
It is a lot to process.
But exciting stuff.
Definitely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Gemini and this whole world of AI, what's the main thing you want our listener to remember?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway
is
that don't be scared of AI.
Right. Don't ignore it either.
Exactly. It's already here. It's changing things.
And it's going to keep changing things.
Absolutely. So we got to engage with it.
But thoughtfully.
Right. Learn about it, the good and the bad.
And make sure we're using it for good.
That's the key.
Not letting it use us.
Right. We need to be in the driver's seat.
So it's not just about passively observing.
Yeah. We need to be active.
Shaping the future of AI.
Exactly. It's not set in stone.
We have a say.
We create the future through our choices.
And how we use these tools.
Right. So to our listener out there.
Yeah. Keep exploring.
Dive into Gemini. Try other tools.
Be part of the conversation.
How do we make this tech work for us?
That's the big question.
That the future is full of possibilities.
And AI is going to be a big part of it.
So let's make sure we're ready.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep learning.
Keep questioning.
And keep pushing the boundaries.